Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you for joining us, Coast to Coast, This Week in America. So Shall It Forever Be, The Making of Satan by Chris Pagano, reinterprets the great battle between God and Lucifer and imagines the actions of factions supporting each and the resulting fallout in the heavenly kingdom. Chris offers his unique perspective while attempting to answer common questions about the devil. Who created him? Why is there a constant struggle in our lives between good and evil? And is God actively involved in the world's affairs and in our lives? He helps us understand how to live with these issues, how to find peace within a deeper relationship with God, and to ponder the lasting consequences of these storied events. Chris earned a master's degree in education from Regent University in Virginia Beach, has been working in the public school system for 24 years. So Shall It Forever Be, The Making of Satan, the Eternal Destiny series, book one, is his first book, and author Chris Pagano joins us on This Week in America. Chris, welcome to the program. Thank you for joining us.
All right. Thank you for having me, Rick.
And writing this series of books with you is Guy Pagano. And talk about your relationship with Guy. You know your co-author here pretty well, don't you?
Yes, I do. Yes. He's my son, and he was very instrumental in the writing of the book. He was the all three of my children were young when I started writing this book. And I would write some through the day. And then at night, we had a routine where we would read a Bible story or read a story of some significance. And then we would have our prayer time. And so for quite a while, I would write. And then I would read to them what I wrote to get feedback from the most important audience that I had.
Yes.
And they were very impressed by it. And as the story developed and Guy got older, evolved into the writing of book two and then ultimately book three, he became more and more involved and very impactful with his input.
It's interesting where this all started, how this all started, with the kids asking questions that all of us ask, but they just ask them. They just shoot them out at you like, why is there the devil and all of this? It gives you a chance to formulate what so many of us have thought through the years, especially as young people and didn't have somebody to go to get answers for that. How did it evolve into actually writing a book? You took this idea that they had these questions, you had answers you wanted to really get into. How did the book come out of all of this?
Okay, well, this is going to seem kind of fictional to some people out there in radio land, but I verify the truth of these statements I'm about to make. Okay, book one. This happened for book one only. For years I would be sitting in church, and it always happened at church, and maybe not every Sunday, but I would be sitting in church feeling like I need to write this book. And I would maybe close my eyes or take my mind off of what was going on and put it somewhere else, and it just seemed like God was giving me the scenes that I recorded in the book. And I felt like God's the one who's really writing this book. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean everything that I said is 100% exactly the way that it happened. But I think the principles are there.
Yes.
That the principles that God is love and Lucifer was created by God. He's an inferior being. And God has a great plan for us. God has not abandoned us. Many times we think he has because, why did I just stub my toe if God loves me? But God does have a plan. He has an eternal plan. And much of it is in response to the actions that Lucifer took in heaven. And so the battle continues. It's going to continue until the new heavens and the new earth. And I think people should really try to wrestle with and grasp the truth of these statements and maybe figure out how to live their life so it's not so frustrating at times for them.
You know, the reviews have been excellent. The first book is So Shall It Forever Be, The Making of Satan, the Eternal Destiny series, book one. I'll talk about books two and three here in a second. But one review, I think, really sums it up. Finally, the story about Lucifer based on Bible, not fantasy. And to do that, it took time, I'm sure. It took research on your part. What perspectives or beliefs have you challenged with this work?
Well, the perspective, for one, is that Lucifer is all-knowing and all-powerful, simply isn't true. So that he can go around causing problems for us, but he's not the one who's in charge of our final destination. And he's not in charge of the outcome of whatever it is we're dealing with, because God has given us tools. He's given us his word. He's given us other believers and the church that we can overcome him when we are in a struggle. It doesn't matter what it is. Some of us are into some serious things that we wish we weren't, but it's not too late. You can still get out of it if you want. God's given us all the weapons we need, and Satan really can't stop us. Ultimately, he talks us into doing it to ourselves. That's the power he has. But when we decide to line up with God, Satan's power is nullified completely.
With us on This Week in America is Chris Pagano. That's P-A-G-A-N-O. He's the author of So Shall It Forever Be, The Making of Satan, The Eternal Destiny Series, Book 1. Books 2 and 3, I'll mention in a second, all of those available if you go to Chris's website, which is theeternaldestiny.com. We'll give you that throughout the program, and it's available on our website. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and click on, you go directly to Chris's website and get information on all three books there as well. Chris, what literary pilgrimage have you gone on to formulate your thoughts, research for writing this series?
Well, I've gone through quite a bit because the first book it took me about 5 years to actually, from the time I started writing to the time that I actually published. And I write these books, strangely enough, I write them by hand and write them out with a pen on paper. And then after that, I type them in. But while I'm writing, I honestly sense that God is assisting me with the lines that I see, and then I write kind of what I see. It's kind of a strange thing, but you know, you hear about these authors who lament the reality of writer's block. And for this series, I never suffered from writer's block one time. Sometimes, I even would amaze myself with the stuff that I wrote. I was like, wow, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. I like that. And I've been reading the Bible since 1981. So I'm not new to it. Been to, like you said, Regent University, which is a theological school, has a theological base in the university, of which I took a lot of classes. So I'm not a neophyte, but that doesn't make me an expert. But that was quite the pilgrimage, is just realizing how much work, but to know that work is when you're working with God, you're gonna accomplish your objective.
And the objective is now available, all three of the books. We're talking specifically today about So Shall It Forever Be, The Making of Satan. That's book one. Book two is The Battle for the Seed, and book three is Through the Veil, all available wherever books are sold. I'll direct you to Chris's website, theeternaldestiny.com, and all of this on our website. Chris, it sounds like as you're explaining the process here that writing was almost a spiritual practice for you as well. Was that the case?
Oh, it was. It was. Have you ever heard stories of people who've been in very negative situations, maybe in prison or something, maybe unjustly in prison, and they got so close to God that when they get, but when they get out, they say, wow, I kind of miss my days in prison because my experiences that I was having with the nearness of the Lord was so sweet to me.
Yes.
I kind of miss writing. I haven't written since book three is finished, or, you know, as far as, well, I have actually written book four. So it's been over a year since I've written a book. And I sense that I feel like I need to get back to writing, if no other reason that me and the Lord are talking to each other. I don't know why it happens this way for me, but I can pray, and I feel like there's anybody out there sometimes. And then there's, but when I'm writing, I never sense that. It's just not happening. I'm just struggling. It just seems like it goes fluidly and smoothly. And it's an enjoyable experience. And but being a new author and getting things set up and heading in the right direction sometimes can be the challenge. It holds me back once in a while.
When you continue writing, and you mentioned you were working on a fourth book, is that a continuation of the series or a different book?
It's a different book. Okay, so book one, the last sentence in book one, that's when Cain killed Abel. And it says he was dead. And that's the end of the book. And when I wrote that, I felt like I said, God and I were like the still small voice, you know, the Holy Spirit and the still small voice. And I felt like he was saying, that's the end of the book. And I'm like, how can this be the end of a book? You know, if this was a movie, this would be considered a horrible ending.
Because,
you know, you can't just have that. But then I felt like I got an answer. You're going to write book two. And so book two, The Battle for the Seed, picks up right where book one left off. And then ultimately book three does the same, where book two ends, book three picks up. And it comes to the conclusion of, so it takes you all the way from the creation of Lucifer and his coronation to the disembarking of Noah and his family and the animals from the ark.
And all three?
And, yeah, that's book one through three. Yes, that's the survey of the landscape of those books.
And those books are available at Chris's website, theeternaldestiny.com. And, of course, information there on any new books coming in. What do you hope readers take away from reading a book or all three of the books in this series? What do you hope the takeaway is when they finish reading?
I hope what they get is that the problems that they're facing are no different than the problems that biblical saints, we call them saints, but really they were just people like us. And they faced the same problems. And it might have looked or smelled a little bit different, but the problems were still the same. Opposition, contradiction, and, things thrown in our path that we have nothing to do with, and we have to overcome it. And ultimately, we can. And sometimes, you know, I believe that some of the saints in the past in the Bible had to wrestle with the idea, is God against me? Similar to what Jonah went through.
Yes.
But they ultimately came to the other side realizing God is for me. And that's what the Bible says. And I think that if you read through these books, you can begin to understand the plan and that it's a beautiful design and it's not. Yeah, and God's not out to get us. He's for you. And we should just get with him and try to walk with him.
I try to do a brief explanation in the beginning. Is there anything that I didn't mention or isn't in the blurb for the books that you like to mention? Key points that people should take into account as they're considering the purchase and as they're reading the series?
No, I think you did a pretty good job. It is kind of my perspective, so I want to make that clear. It's called a scriptural narrative, where I narrate what I believe could have happened. And if you think about it, hopefully when people read these books, they begin to get a better understanding of, when the Bible says that Cain killed Abel, for example. Okay? That's about all he says,
yes.
You know? But what happens? Okay? What kind of relationship did they have prior to the death, to the murder? You know, it makes it sound like they were brothers and they just met each other out at this sacrifice in the field and he killed him. But you have to. So I think it's a lot of enjoyment. You get a lot of enjoyment in reading the Bible if you try to place yourself in the context of the situation. So Cain and Abel, you know, were brothers. Most brothers don't grow up hating each other all their life. And yet at the end, that's what happened. Okay. And then the other thing, the other side, how did Cain, you know, break this news to the family? You know, how did they find out?
Yes.
That Cain killed Abel? They certainly, but if you read the story, there's a lot of details that are not included. That makes it sound like, okay, he killed Abel. All right. Adam and Eve were like, well, I guess we better have another. What did they think, you know? And so I included these kinds of things. This is really what the books are about, filling in the gaps in the biblical narrative that is recorded with my own narrative that make very good sense as to how it could have happened.
With us on This Week in America, our guest is Chris Pagano. He is the author of So Shall It Forever Be, The Making of Satan, The Eternal Destiny Series, Book 1. Books 2 and 3 are available. His website is theeternaldestiny.com. Such a wonderful job with this. Such interest in this topic, Lucifer, and in all of this anyway. And I'm thinking, as you're reading through this, this would make a screenplay of some kind. Is there any thought to that? And maybe even an audiobook. I can see a lot of drama building up as this unfolds in an audiobook. Working on either of those?
Strangely, yes. But like I say about the things that occur in our lives and the thing that occurred in the lives of the saints that are characters in my books, there's a lot of things you have to overcome in order to get to that point. So there's a good possibility that will happen in the future. I haven't been able to get it to go yet, but I'm working on it and we'll see what happens.
Well,
one thing I want to comment is people
yes.
say, what kind of title is So Shall It Forever Be? That's kind of a strange title, kind of long, kind of strange. Well, that Satan was arrested in heaven after he tried to dethrone God in the book. And he was arrested, and Jesus said, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. So he was cast out of heaven. And after his trial, he received his punishment. He was cast down to earth. Well, when he was, you know, handcuffed, for lack of a better word, he was handcuffed and thrown out of heaven. A floor opened up, and the mighty angel who took Lucifer and threw him out was the bailiff. He was the bailiff, and now Lucifer was gone. After causing all the problems that he was causing for quite a while until God acted, the bailiff looked down, seeing Satan falling, and said, so shall it forever be, meaning his punishment is everlasting. He will never be back. He will never be brought back into the fellowship of the saints, fellowship with God. He is God's enemy, and that's just how it's going to be. And that is the pivot in the story. That's when Lucifer is no more, and from then on, the transformation into Satan begins.
A remarkable story and book. You tied it all together so well for us. Our guest on the program is Chris Pagano, along with Guy Pagano, author of So Shall It Forever Be. We know what that means now, The Making of Satan, The Eternal Destiny Series, Book 1. You'll find Book 2, The Battle for the Seed, and Book 3, Through the Veil, all are available, of course, wherever books are sold. I'll direct you to Chris's website, TheEternalDestiny.com. Chris, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Educator and now author, are you used to that title after three successful books and working on another one? Are you accustomed to being called a writer?
A little bit. For my friends, they at least give me that kindness to it, grace me with that term. But yeah, I think most people think that if you're an author, why aren't your books? How come I don't see your book when I'm walking through Walmart? How come it's not too? It's no longer. It's I don't see it in garage sales. You know, but those are, you know, it's not big time. So people think it's not really happening. It's happening. And who knows where things will turn if you keep putting your hand on the plow and not look back.
Just look it up in Amazon. You'll find it there. And more information you can order by going to Chris's website, TheEternalDestiny.com. Chris, it's been a pleasure. Hopefully we stay in touch and do this again. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Okay, Rick. Thank you. Yes, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you. Chris Pagano, our guest. The book is available wherever books are sold. You'll find it at his website, TheEternalDestiny.com. So Shall It Forever Be, The Making of Satan, The Eternal Destiny Series, Book 1, Books 2 and 3 available as well. And all this information on our website, ThisWeekInAmerica.us. We're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.